Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Who ain't? Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Son Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from the Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wedding Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball. Yo, Screwball Radio live from the Matrix. Black Poet on the check-in. Got my nigga King Eric with the news. My nigga Comet, a.k.a. Bomber with the sports. And what's good with y'all, my niggas?
What's good, y'all? Episode 82 underway. Happy to be up there live and direct with you guys.
Yeah, man. And before we go any further, man, you know, today's the day, you know, Nitty reminded me, man, this is the day that a Screwball passed, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to, you know, keep it popping for my thun and keep representing for my thun forever. You know, I just want to put that out there. We got a lot of shit going on this week, E, man. What's up, man?
Yeah, I would have started off actually with some positive news, man. I saw this just, I think, yesterday. I seen Jay-Z, he going to start something in Marcy for the people that grew up in his neighborhood, the kids in Marcy. He going to start like a financial literacy program out there so people can start learning how to be on top of their finances. You know, they trying to get financial cryptocurrency game early.
Oh, that's dope. Anything for the hood, you know?
Never trust another thing to be a Benjamin Walker.
Anything for the hood.
Yeah, that's for sure, man.
Yeah, especially
a little bit under the weather right now, so, you know, we want to keep this shit popping.
Yeah, we good. Well, we good.
You know, all right.
Yeah, especially when, you know, people give Jay-Z a lot of flack for you not doing a lot for the people in his neighborhood and everything. So this is a good act, right, man. Jay-Z has done a lot for the culture. It just hasn't really been covered. And this is one of those things.
No doubt. That's a good thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, what niggas need really in the hood is, like, you know, to me, I would have workshops for niggas, you know what I'm saying? Workshops where people could learn how to work with their hands and learn the trade, you know what I'm saying? Like, if niggas could learn something, they could go ahead and make some money without having to pick up no hemis, no cracks, and coke, weed, and the gun. Yeah, I pick up a screw gun. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, shit like that. So, but niggas got to be taught this stuff. And it's not free, you know, to teach these kids stuff. So a nice little program like that where people, kids could go in there, learn a trade, and then get a job. That shit is priceless right there, you know. But anything for the hood, man, whatever niggas do for the hood, man, that's gangster, man. Good luck.
Yeah, it's also down to people get hooked to the fast money. That's what it is, you know. But when you learn a trade, that's a lifetime of money. You know, fast money is good, you know, but it only lasts for so long. But you can learn a trade, you know, that's forever, because you can hand that down for generations when you learn something, a trade, you know?
Right, right.
It's always good to have them little programs, you know. You know, Job Corps is like one of those. You know, Job Corps, you got to go away. You leave the hood for Job Corps, but, you know.
Oh, man. Job Corps is like baby jail for certain niggas, man.
I mean, that's how they
go to Job Corps and came back and worse than what before.
Yeah, but that's how they treat it. They didn't go there to learn. They just got there and saw that it was fucked up, and they just kept doing the fucked up shit. But you could learn something if you just stay away from the other shit that's going on, you know? It's like going to college. Think about how many people go to college, and they go to college and they be with the wrong people, and they don't even get their degree, and they end up dropping out, you know, because they get caught up in... You get caught up in the wrong shit, you know?
True that.
They want to go to a party. They want to go to the sorority party. They want to go here. They want to go there. But, you know, you went to school to learn, to get a degree, so you could leave there with something. Instead, you know, what's that movie? What's that movie, Red Man, Method Man? Ha-ha. You see how they was partying in there? That's pretty much college life. Getting drunk every day, you know, going to this house party, going to that house party, off the course of what you're supposed to be doing. But, you know.
That's crazy.
It all depends on the person, you know.
Shout out to all the graduates. You know, this is a graduate.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? My son is one of them. Congratulations to all of you guys, man. Y'all did your thing. Next stop is, you know what I'm saying, sky's the limit for you guys.
Yeah, just got to apply pressure to whatever it is y'all want to do, man. Just apply the pressure. Don't worry about nothing else, man.
Yo, E, man, I don't know if you know something about your boy, man. There was an article I seen something about Rakim. I don't know, this shit just came to my mind and shit, and I was like, yo, nah. There's some shit about Rakim.
What happened?
I saw, man. There was just some shit about Rakim that I saw not too long ago, that he had a problem. And I don't even sure if you heard of it or whatever, but, you know, the God had a little problem and shit that we ain't never know about. I was like, I wonder if he heard about this shit, Rakim having an addiction.
I never heard anything about Rakim having issues.
Oh, okay.
Rakim pretty much been low-key, really.
Yeah, I know, man, but, you know, the God be, let everybody know that he had a porn problem. Like, he was addicted to porn and shit. And I was like, I wonder if you know about this shit, because, you know, you always got your head to the street with all this fucking gossip shit. I was like, you ain't hear about this shit? I was like, nah.
Nah, man. Nah, I never heard of Rakim having no problem at all, man. Nah.
Oh man, you ain't on your job. You ain't on your job. Because a lot of people saw that. And I was just wondering, like, out of all the shit that, you know, interesting stuff about Rakim, that he chose to share that shit with us. I was like, damn, why he had to say, I didn't want to know that. He fucked my whole head up. But,
yeah, definitely we didn't need to know that.
But if he wanted to tell us, I was just wondering if he heard about that shit.
Nah. Usually, if news like that happened, they will really cross that into like all different formulas of media, like Hip Hop DX, All Hip Hop, and all them. Last time I heard of Rakim was doing some touring. He was doing a show a couple weeks back.
I think he was doing something to himself.
Quacking off in the back of the camera.
Maybe a lookalike. Maybe a lookalike.
What do you mean a lookalike? He admitted to what his issue was. It messed up his marriage. You know what I mean?
You talk about Rock.
He had a porn addiction.
Yeah.
Yo, is there something wrong with you? Like, you're not, like...
I don't see anything you guys are talking about. Because I ain't never seen nothing about Rock him having a porn issue.
Oh man, so you must be into the pop charts. You're too much into the pop charts. Rakim admitted
to that. Nah, I ain't pop, but that would have been went viral.
Nah, I don't know. It probably went over your head though. But yeah, the guy came out and admitted that he had a porn problem so much that it fucking ruined his marriage and shit like that. So I was like, damn. I ain't know that, and it fucked me up because he chose to tell us that instead of anything else. He could have told us, yo, I like to wear fucking socks to bed, anything like that. But he told us weird-ass shit like that. That had me bugging. I was like, oh, man, fucked up my
whole
person.
Yeah, not him.
Word up.
That's how I felt. That's how I felt. Like, oh, man, not him. Like, you know, like, that's the God. Like, you know, like. But hey,
since he ain't even up on it, it's like, damn, we can't even discuss it because he got to do his research now.
Man, it ain't. Where'd you guys hear it?
You ain't a blogger, man. You
ain't got the source. You ain't got the source. I need sources because I can't put my name out there.
It came across my timeline.
You trying to make me like I'm Stephen A. Smith or something. I can't agree.
It came across my timeline. I'm quite sure it came across your timeline. It came across my timeline.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I have to do some investigating. I'm going to do some investigating on that, but that hasn't crossed my radar.
Yeah. But you do. You know what I'm saying?
And trust me, you see it, it'll be most likely true. If you don't see nothing within the next couple hours, it's most likely, you know, fake news.
Yo, how can we just say admitted it? He said that that he had this issue. How the
man,
fuck
show me the source, man.
Yo,
I need a link.
Listen, man.
Right,
yo, listen, man. You too busy about
don't play.
You too busy worrying about what Wack 100 is doing, and you ain't even listening to what real hip hop is doing out there, man. Leave Wack 100 alone.
Then show me the. Now, I need the link, though, because I don't want to just put that shit out there, and the next thing you know,
you
the 5% is coming for me.
You think I wanted to just say it? I don't want to
have
no
I need the sources, brother. This is earth-shattering news.
Yeah, that's how I felt. Like, nah, this can't be. But
we did we see this shit?
I'm going to put it out there. Nigga, trust me, if I was to put it out there, I'm going to have some sad faces on there.
I don't know, man. I got to find it again. I don't want to have to look for it, but damn. All you got to do is Google it. You fucking, you know. Rakim Sex Addiction. And that should be it. But anyway, what the fuck we got for these niggas?
Well, yeah, man. A lot of things, a lot of shit going on, man. Like, you got this whole trial going on with Trump that, from that whole January 6th shit. That's been all over the news.
They trying to downplay that shit. They trying to act like, no, nobody care about that no more. They trying to act like, yo, there ain't nothing to see here. Nah, we want to still see what's up with this, yo. They niggas are trying to act like, yo, ain't nothing over here for you guys to see.
And I ain't even seen today. He threw his own daughter under the bus. Like, Trump don't be giving a fuck. He be throwing. He'll use you, then throw you under.
How did he throw his daughter under the bus? All he did was say, oh, she was out of here by the time all that happened. She wasn't here. That's what he said. But, oh, what else he said?
Yeah, he threw his daughter under. Hold on, I'm going to get the news right here. And he also... He also had his own base pissed off because he also had a rally, and he didn't even want the Proud Boys. They weren't even invited to the shit, and they were pissed off.
Yeah, you gotta stay away from them motherfuckers, man. Them niggas too blatant, and he want them on his side, so he might have to go all the way, put on Proud Boy side.
He threw him under, yeah, but the reason why he hit back at her is because she accepted that he lost the election. And, you know, Trump ain't going to take no L, so he went back at her today.
No, he just said that she was long gone.
Like, this dude will be giving a fuck.
Yeah, definitely, you know, he's out to help himself, you know. He ain't trying to go under with everybody.
Nah, he's a pure selfish motherfucker.
Yeah. Even when he threw his own vice president under the bus. Like, his whole own cabinet he threw under the bus, too, so... He'll use you to get ahead, and then he'll just throw you to the slums and keep it moving.
You know how some niggas do, man. You think Trump gonna be fucking anything but what he wanna be? It's all about him.
Yep.
That's the wild part about the politics. And, you know, before, you know, Comet give us the news about the sports, one more thing I want to touch on is with the inflation thing. Now it's a situation where tampon products are even short and women are getting are in a bit of a fringe because now they have tampon shortages in these grocery stores, along with the baby formula.
Yeah, it's new. That just came out today, but... There's a shortage on a lot of shit, man. A lot of shit, you know.
What the hell is tampon made out of anyway?
Who knows?
I know it's got to be some kind of absorbent something, but what the fuck? They don't make those shits in America?
Nah, it's just a shortage of it, you know.
Everything comes from China?
You don't even know, like even the sanctions that they got on Russia is affecting us, you know, because we need the stuff that Russia, you know, distributes.
Yeah, man, Russia.
Like
Ukraine is the biggest grain supplier of the world.
A wheat shortage, you know, wheat. That makes the wheat bread, you know, whatever else grains they use. You know, we got to deal with that.
I don't know, man, niggas. Say fuck it, man. People of Ukraine, they don't want to be part of the Russian shit, man. Vladimir Putin said fuck that. Yes, you are. So now we got all this shit going on. Hey.
Yeah, they ain't letting up either. You know, what is it like? It's been already over like 2 months, and they still doing shit to them.
Nobody talking about COVID no more. The COVID shit is over, I guess.
Nah, people still got COVID. People still catching it. It's just not being, you know, they're not hyping it up. You know,
see, we just let down the rules that you don't have to get tested. You don't got to have a test coming back to America from overseas now. They just lifted that rule, so, you know.
Yeah, it's still out there, but it's not, it ain't running rampant like it was, you know.
You can come back and forth to America without having a COVID test now, so I guess they're throwing the whole shit away.
Yeah, a lot of countries open their gates. You know, a lot of countries open their gates for to welcome new travelers. So, you know, it's still out there. It's always going to be out there, but it's just not. You know, you got to think, like, man, people done had it already. So, you know.
What's going on in sports out there, Bobby?
Man, you know, tonight is game 6 for the Rangers and the Tampa Bay Lightning. You know, Rangers need to win that or they going home tonight.
Oh, it's game 6?
Yeah.
Them niggas were just ahead, right?
Yeah, it was crazy. Up 2-0, and then Tampa Bay came and won 3 straight, you know?
Oh, man, that shit is nasty.
Yeah. And, you know, if for those that follow hockey, you know, Tampa Bay done bumped them last year, I believe they got bumped because of them.
I know, I saw a Rangers fan punch the shit out of one of the motherfucking Toronto fans.
Knocked the cold out.
His ass is arrested for that.
Oh, yeah, Tampa Bay Lightning. Yeah, the Tampa Bay Lightning. Yeah, not Toronto, Tampa Bay Lightning.
Tampa Bay. You saw that guy?
Yeah.
He was saying some shit that got fucking sucker punched him?
In the subway, right?
Yeah, he knocked
the subway. It looked like he was heading from the tunnel, probably from the garden to the subway, most likely, or to the street. That nigga whacked him. That's what I'm saying. Don't be no New York. Don't be wearing no Rangers jersey. New York Knicks jersey. You know, I was talking to these towns, man. I'm telling you. Because these little sports towns is crazy. Boston is a crazy sports town. I know that for a fact. See how they doing Draymond Green, right?
Yeah, talking about Draymond Green, they just tied it up. You know, series is tied 2-2. Golden State and Boston, they just tied it up last night.
Yeah.
And,
that's a good series.
You know, I believe they're going back to Golden State. You know, I think the next 2 games in Golden State.
Oh, yeah, they made it. They're definitely going back. Luckily.
Yeah,
Boston wasn't supposed to let them catch that win last night. Because, yes, you know, they was up. Boston was up. And, you know, they started malfunctioning. That last quarter, they start malfunctioning. And you can't malfunction with Steph Curry out there. Or Klay Thompson. You cannot malfunction with those 2 shooters out there.
Nah, you can't. They're going to make you pay, homie.
Yeah, they're going to make you pay.
You got to get your foot on the gas.
Yo, it was like 1 minute left. It was like 1 minute and something left. And they malfunctioned. And Golden State went up 9 points. 3 3-pointers.
Yeah,
that's
all it takes.
You can't do that. You can't do that.
That's all it takes.
Steph shooting from anywhere on that court. Anywhere. Klay Thompson is shooting from anywhere around the arc. Anywhere. You leave him that one
brutal.
Little.
Klay was brutal. Klay going to have to be game.
Nice.
He got to be game 6, Klay.
Nah, he can't be great every game, but you know when it matters, he's going to hit those shots. he's going to hit. He hit last night, you know. He hit last night. Steph Curry hit last night. Last seconds of the, you know, the final minute in the quarter. And,
niggas is lucky, yeah.
And you know, Boston
they were raining threes
shooting.
Out there.
Boston just starts shooting threes trying to catch up, but you can't play like that, man. You're going to kill yourself, man, trying to shoot them threes like that.
Especially against Curry, though, niggas. Because once he make
one,
then you try to come down and match his and miss. Oh, no. Now you're going to tell me when he come down and make another one, bang.
Yeah,
you can't go try to go back and forth with Steph, man.
Yeah, the whole thing is, right, if you're going to shoot a three, you got to make sure you get that rebound back, you know? You can't just shoot the three and have nobody under the rim and let them bring the ball back up. Like, that's you want to lose. You want to lose.
How about fuck that three? Go for the fucking bucket.
Go for the three. Go for the two and one. Go for that three kind of three ball. You know, don't go for the big three. You know, hit the rim and get that and one. That's still 3 points.
These guys, man, they forgot how to play basketball. It seemed like everything is 3 point, 3 point, 3 point.
Nah, because they get – it's the last seconds of the game, and they start malfunctioning. You know? They think, oh, I got to shoot the three. I got to shoot the three. Meanwhile, you know, a two, a bucket, and one is still three as long as you make that free throw.
Yeah.
And you can't even give Steph Curry a half inch, because if he could swing that ball down and around and you're not even there, it's over. That ball is going through the hoop. Easy three. And the funny
thing, your time, and niggas try to get into a match against him, like your turn, my turn. Oh, you go, I go.
No, but this is the fucked up shit, right? So if Steph Curry go to shoot and he's open, he's going to miss that ball. But if you on him, he's making that shot. And you might foul him. You might foul him, so now he's going for a four-pointer. That's the funny shit I realized.
He robbed a four-pointer that game. He hit a four-pointer that game.
That's the funny shit, is that when he's open and he shoots the three, he's going to miss. But if you on him, he's banging it, and you might foul him. You might just jump into him accidentally. That's what I know is about Steph Curry, man. You got to watch him. Don't be up on him, and he's behind that line, because he's going to hit that shot.
I don't like the fucking refs either, man. These refs fucking the game up, too.
These
refs be out the money.
I be hating them. They're calling shit that ain't. They don't want to call a foul. Jason Tatum get hit in the head going to the basket. They don't even call that a foul. Like, come on, man. He just fouled him. He should be shooting 3 points.
Jason Tatum fouled Steph Curry. And they wouldn't even call that shit a foul. And he hit a three-pointer.
All right, and that must have been a backseas then, you know, because I've seen Jason Tatum go to the rim last night. And they fouled him, clear foul, but they didn't call it.
Because these fucking refs, man, these dicks. These refs are dickheads.
Yeah, it's either that they trying to stretch it to 7 games, because that's where the money at, too.
I mean, they going back to Golden State. If Boston don't win that next game, it might be over for them.
Oh, yeah, the first one that gets three. First one to get – no, it's going to go to game seven, so that means Boston.
Yeah, but it'll only go to game seven if Boston wins this next game. Because if Golden State wins this next game, game five, and they still playing in Golden State, Boston got to play extra hard in game six.
It might
six.
Be a wrap, man.
You know, and I don't see Golden State losing two at home. I don't see them losing two. But they could beat you two at home, too. they could beat you two straight at home too.
They weren't supposed to lose their first game to them niggas at home because they was undefeated at home till then. So these guys might have a problem going to go State.
The thing with Boston
twice
is
now.
That Boston had their number all year. You know, Boston was beating Golden State a couple times, but you know, this is the games that count, and Boston got to come out and win. You know, me and Paul are always talking about it, and I'm going for Boston. You know, I want Boston
to win. Golden, I'm going for Golden State, and I'm willing to put 50 push-ups on it.
Man, fuck that shit. But look.
Oh.
Look, right?
So he's trying to get he trying to shut me up.
Yo, listen, man. Yo, the whole thing is that I know Golden State is going to win, but I'm rooting for Boston. You see what I mean? Like, there's no way that Boston is going like I said, they got to play hard to win, to beat Golden State. You mess up with Golden State, and Golden State is going to get another chip. You know? Like, I know. I know that. They're going back to Golden State. If Boston don't win this game five in Golden State, it's a wrap.
Nah, they weren't supposed to get one. They ain't gonna get they ain't getting another win in Golden State this year. It's over.
That's what I mean. If Boston goes into game five in Golden State and doesn't win game five, it's a wrap.
Big bad fact, they gotta win. They gotta win that in order to go to game seven, right? They gotta get one.
Yeah. They gotta get one.
If not, it's over.
Yeah, they got to get one. For it to go back to Boston, they got to win one in Golden State. It's not impossible, but, you know, Golden State. Like I said, I'm going for Boston, but I know that Golden State is going to put the nail in the coffin. And why would I bet when I'm just hoping that Boston win? I'm just hoping.
Okay.
You know, yeah. I just want to see a new face and somebody like Jason Tatum win a chip.
Nah, them niggas ain't nice enough, man. Fuck them niggas. They ain't nice enough.
Nah, Jason Tatum is nice, man. I like the way he plays, man. He's like Carmelo Anthony, you know. I like the way he plays, you know. And if he was to go to any team, that's where I'm going with. Wherever Jason Tatum goes, that's where I'm going to root for him. Just like Carmelo Anthony, you know.
He
was on the Denver Nuggets.
I like him, but he's not one of those players, though. He's not like Carmelo. He's not in the right home. I don't know. Why you like him, but you like him, so that's your business. But
yeah, he's good.
I don't see how he grabbed you, how he got your attention.
No, look, check it out. Right? Kyrie Irving was over there. Jason Tatum was a rookie. Right? And now he's the man over there. And look where they at. They in the finals. Kevin Durant ain't even here. Kyrie Irving ain't even here. But he is.
I give him respect.
So that goes, that goes for something. That means you and your team are playing good ball. And you're the leading scorer. You're the leading scorer, and you're there for the championship. One year you behind Kyrie Irving, and now you're the front line with Smart. You and Smart in the front. And you're the leading scorer on Boston. You gotta give him his respect.
Absolutely, man, because that just shows that he has a – he reminds me of those players that they're hungry to win it.
He came
right
to play.
Now, and they
he came to play, man.
Exactly.
He came to play, and, you know, it could be his time. Not saying that you know, they'll do a repeat. You know, they might win by chance. You know,
Boston's a crazy sports town, man. I know that much, man. They love their sports.
for sure. For sure. From the Bruins to the Red Sox, you know, and I'm a diehard Yankee fan. And if y'all know sports, when Boston come into New York, there'd be brawls all through the stadium. There'd be brawls. You know, same Yankees
go. I guarantee you go to Boston with a Yankees jersey on and go to the nightlife to their clubs and shit, you're going
to
get in a fight.
Oh, go to their bar, you're getting jumped. You're getting jumped. And the funny shit is go there with a what's his name? Johnny Damon shirt on. You know, Johnny Damon used to play for the Red Sox and then went to the Yankees. They might jump you.
Oh, man.
You know, if you wear Roger Clemens shirt that got a Yankee name on, the Yankee symbol on it, you might get jumped, you know?
They're very serious about their shit.
Yeah, they definitely are. That's for sure. That's
very
for sure.
Serious.
Oh, man.
You know, we got to hit him. You know, we did a lot of talking, so you know we got to hit him with some music, man. And, you know, to start it off, it's like we talked about a couple weeks ago. They finally was able to get Prodigy's music back out there, so now he has new content. He got a new album coming real soon. And we're going to play one of the singles from it. This joint here is called You Will See.
Let's go, man, to one of the greatest ever touch a mic. Rest in peace, Prodigy, man, work.
All righty then, let's get it.
You will see, you will see. You will see, you will see.
I'm vicious in a pack of wolves. You're not a lion, you just lying. I laugh right in front of you. Soft hands in a frozen heart. Callous thoughts, it's rough in New York. I pissed E&J and shitted on your rap verse. I spit acid, these niggas the worst. Baby, I done told you, now you see for yourself. They not really monsters, they Scooby-Doo villains. Chill, baby want a gangster, huh? She had enough with the punk shit, she grew up. She acquired a taste for the thugs up in New York. Attracted to the danger, the rush of the street life. Really, we all want love, don't let your pride get in the way and screw it all up. Baby, your love is my drug, my lady heroin. I can't get enough. First time for everything, get your cherry pop. Make a mess of your fresh, yeah, you better stop. Talking all that jazz, yeah, you very hot. I will crash your face with the Henny Rock. Knife on glass out his mouth, and we rolling up more fire, never stop. Clarence of Alabama, the 2017 Nicki and Mallory Knox. And we so high as fuck, this must be heaven. Right here in Queens, New York, sitting on the steps with a bottle. That's where the magic take place. She touched me, I couldn't take the smile off my face. Till the rollers rolled up, they were staring all hard, trying to ruin the mood. Get the fuck up out the yard. We getting real, real nights over here. Super shooting stars, get it popping, no fear. My serpent in the dress, legendary fresh, yes. Military sex, diamond in the flesh. And she is a weapon and she is the atomic bomb. My right hand, my firearm, remain calm. Look, if rap was liquor, I'd be the hard stuff. 155 proof, that good Barbados rum. Yeah, if rap was a gun, I'd be the 3-5 long. And if life was music, I'd be a dope rap song. First time for everything, get your cherry pop. Make a mess of your fresh, yeah, you better stop. Talking all that jazz, yeah, you very hot. I will crash your face with the Henny Rock. Knife pulling glass out his mouth, and we rolling up more fire, never stop. We Clarence of Alabama, the 2017 Nicki and Mallory Knox.
To the store for his wife. Him and Trey took a walk. They was just talking about life. Deadliest mistake, nobody fought, but it cost him his life. That red Honda pulling up, like they gon' do more than just fight. Took off running through the backyard, hopping the fence. It's hard enough just trying not to get lynched. It's two black niggas running through the alley. They ain't got instead of Ollie, but decided to stay. Meantime, Rick is slacking off, that's what's horrific. Walking slow, steady scratching off the back of his ticket. I seen that red Honda creeping up, he happened to miss it. I screamed his name, but they shot him up. It's tragic to witness, he's dead. The ground, then he faded to black. They spent around and went straight to the trap. Then Doughboy pulled up 5 minutes later, seen him laid on his back. My nigga dead, no erasing the facts. Break out the strap. Took Ricky to his mama house, covered in blood. Started screaming and picked his body up. She hugged him with love, told Doughboy it's your fucking fault, but none of it was. You hate him cause you hate his daddy, so he's stuck in the grudge, huh? Lady, you should be worried when death will come. Them low boys in the hood about to bury your second son. See, little Ricky got caught in a flurry and left a gun. They caught dope boys slipping with victims in every slum. We struggle, the pain break. We hustle to gain weight. She treated one son better. They suffered the same fate. Different daddy, same mother. The brother that came late could have been the first in college. They fucked up the namesake. Listen, let's see. The moral of the story is this. Think big or you going out on some notorious shit. A small argument today could get you shot tomorrow. Anything I can't solve, I'll let the coroner fix. It's pain. We paint pictures with this shit. My new name should be Payne Tarantino, nigga. Payne Scorsese, some shit like that. You know what I mean? First thing I want to say is, let's give it up for the real.
Yeah.
Easy E, Dr. Dre.
Right.
Ice Cube.
Hey, yo, y'all a boy.
Hey, Ren. Hey, look, check this out. These motherfuckers got me feeling like Roy Jones Jr., man.
Hey,
y'all must have forgot.
Hey,
one
at?
Thing's for sure, though.
I keep it gangsta, y'all.
Stuff that tells what's going on, I don't really like too much stupid lyrics.
I
buzz in the booth like John Wilkes Booth. Had that mic leaking, that's the motherfucking truth. Get on the mic and lose my mind like Kanye. While y'all niggas trying to floss in the Hyundai. You more Tracy Morgan first Sunday. First Monday, I'm lifting off the runway. They thought they had us, but homie, my razz-cast status. Go blast past when I'm on that mic apparatus. Me and my nigga chill, grumpy in the field, in that blue Seville. CPT until, y'all niggas know the M.O. Won't listen to your demos. Throw that shit out of a digital window and keep it moving. Hub City G's, bitch please. Now get off your knees. So long, Mel. Have a good trip. Just that East Side Compton. Till a nigga slip, don't trip. You know what? You know what?
Now you fuck it, you gangsta, y'all.
Scary niggas don't make it here. You know why?
Now you fuck it, you gangsta, y'all.
We bang on the bus. We push that line. Push that line.
With us.
Fuck that.
Nigga, the villain was gone, but y'all wanted me back. Looking for me like some crack on the carpet. Nigga, when grown people talking, don't start it. Pick up your shit and get out of my vision. Villain be back with the deadly precision. Keep your mouth closed. Stay up in your lane. Skinny black. What the fuck happened to you, man? This shit propane. This shit can blow. This shit cocaine. Bitch, take it slow. I come from the hub. CPT. Nigga, BBP. Peace to KRS, peace to BM Dub. Just that shit you playin' a lowrider, fuck a club. Throw up your dub, like Westside Connect. These niggas be talking shit, like they want their chin check. Wear my gold jacket, nigga Hall of Fame. You niggas all the same, don't nobody know your name. Know your name.
Gangsta,
you know what? You know what? You know what?
I so look, give me $5, homie. I check this out, look. So, you know, Pops, you know what I'm saying? He had me going to this school. Pops, you just about to get a nigga killed, man. So I had a little doing buddy, little Volkswagen, you know what I'm saying, with the swivel seats. You know what I'm saying? Pops, he give me a two-shot Dillinger. You know what I'm saying? A two-shot Dillinger. He said, nigga, you can't go to that school, nigga. Them niggas gonna kill you, nigga. You know what I'm saying? He said, take this two-shot Dillinger and keep that shit gangster.
Two-shot, body rock. Come on, everybody get ready to rock.
Idle, idle. Let's go.
You hear the sounds of my enemy marching. Moment by moment, they leaning and arching. And minute by minute, at the door at these ninjas' apartment. Two gun knock, pop locks, three shots at the carpet. Calmly come in your crib, tell your kid, tell your pops he can stop it. They cross words when they cross strands of earth. Cross friends, foes, family, finally get on your nerve. High blood pressure flow, now I'm calm and I'm breathing. Breathing and calm, up in the morning, but right in the evenings. Right with a grievance, right like I'm writing a sequence. It's terror fan, Benny Idol, so they double the defense. Ain't nobody out spitting or out witting or out writing any pre-writtens. I scribbled out and I ain't spitting. Terror been flowing since 2x6. Same blue and orange scheme like my New York Knicks.
The terror when I have to bring the terror and handle business in this niche on every barrel. When I have to bring the terror.
I'm like a sunny day with the humid rays. Human nature, I keep a track of things where it's never fade. Like a maze, I know the combination. Different ways, back and forth, backwards. Remember, I'm at a different age. So far at my left, I'm legendary and I don't speak beyond speaking. I'm just repeating versions you can't teach. Fire department, fire flow. Final departure, B, I've been in the finals. Yearly with or without a sponsor. 25 minutes, audience in it. The audio ended, the crowd was offended. I couldn't prevent it, I'm terror. Right now albums over three-course meals, cause it's mandatory to mutilate and eat that kill. It's a thrill, I'm vampire, I'm a vampire, need a campfire. Close rounds, kill it, be killed, flaming a ball of liars.
When I have to bring the terror and handle business in each and every barrel. When I have to bring the terror.
Yeah, Schoolboy Radio, live from the Matrix, new shit, new E. What's goody over there, E?
Hey, man, had to supply that heat, man. You know, that's what makes Schoolboy Radio stand out. We provide the good music, we provide the good laughs, sport commentary. Latest events, we just do it all, man.
Well, don't stop now, nigga. Keep that shit popping.
Yeah, before we go on, I just want to ask you guys this. Have you seen this? This is one of the main things going on within the culture. You heard about that Rolling Stone 500 list they got, and they got Biggie's album, Ready to Die, number one, the greatest hip-hop album ever.
I don't know why people getting all that shit any energy. We know you don't listen to that shit. You don't even read Rolling Stone, so why you going to pick that shit up now? Fuck niggas care about what they say, yo.
Yeah, them niggas is mad. Like they literally mad. I'm talking about a lot of people that represented the staplement of the culture even upset. So I was like,
I mean, yo,
like
man,
you, like why you mad?
You can't help who's gonna fucking comment on the culture. It's all about if we accept that shit. If we don't accept that shit, it's not what it is. I mean, Biggie. Album is one of the dopest albums in history. It ain't the best. And just because these motherfuckers said it, oh, man, you definitely can't take their word for it. But I don't know why people be giving that shit more energy, man. You talking this shit, talking these people into being important. Stop making people more important than what they are. Rolling Stone magazine. Fuck Rolling Stone magazine.
It's definitely one of the best albums out that came out, but it's not the best, you know. But it is a great album, you know. It is a great album. You know, One Love to Big, you know, it's definitely a great album, but there's a lot of albums out there that are great too, man.
I can't say Biggie's album is better than motherfuckers that came before him album that I grew up on. You know, I ain't grow up on Biggie, you know, so his shit ain't going to be the best shit that I ever heard, you know what I'm saying, to me, anyway.
Yeah, you know, you got the greatest. Yeah, you got the Greatest Adventures of Slick Rick. Like, there's a lot of great albums that came out before Biggie, you know?
I mean, you got Run DMC, Raising Hell, man. We got a lot.
Yeah.
Stop playing, yeah, man. LL Cool J made bangers albums. Come on, man. You know, you can't. You just don't let that shit get you, because you get that bullshit light, and they become the truth. Don't let that shit,
you know, that's
you,
like,
this shit ain't even the truth.
That's like people say, yo, top five rappers. Like, there is no top five rapper. There's none.
To the individual, there is.
Yeah, but, you know, historically, you know, they all played a part, man. They all was great at what they do. Like, you can't just say, yo, there's the top five rappers of all time. Like, nah, you can't say that.
Nah,
like you say, individually, to the person, to the listener, he might have his favorite, but you can't solidify, like, yo, these are the top. Like, they be trying to order Mount Rushmore of hip hop,
yeah,
and they put in these five faces there. Like, you can't do that, man. There wouldn't even be enough space up on the mountain for the amount of greatest
Rushmore, I already told niggas, man, when they do that Mount Rushmore shit, that shit is reserved for the founders. That's what I'd be thinking, not for the people that you think is hot at the time when you came up. That shit is for the founders. Now, the founders, that's who faces go up there. The four founders. Not fucking Kool G Rap, even though he's one of the best niggas ever. He's not a founder. I won't put my face up there. You know what? I can't. I'm not a fucking founder. You got to put Kool Herc. You got to put these guys up there. Those are the founders. That's who belong on Mount Everest Hip Hop. Those guys, the founders.
Yeah.
So
that's
all
that
other shit is just not nonsense, man.
I just
people
got to
stop doing
that. They be trying to separate. They trying to separate people. Like, nah, this is the culture, man. Everybody, all of them that made hits, all of them that you could repeat their lyrics, those are all great. They're all great. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I notice how they do that separatism with us. Like, they always do the separatism with us, but you never see them do that with the Beatles. You never see them do that with Elvis. They put them in.
Nah,
they keep their own Mount Rushmore's up there.
To them, the Beatles is the greatest group of all time.
Oh, yeah. See, to me, Run DMC is better than the Beatles. You know? Run DMC did
and
more for hip-hop than the Beatles did for rock and roll.
And mind you, the Beatles came from overseas. It's not like they was American rock and roll, you know?
Nah.
And they say Elvis was the greatest, but, you know, everybody know Elvis took his style from someone else.
It's all about what you like, man, the individual. The masses, if you want to go for the masses, then you got to go by, sales. And sales don't even mean they're the best.
You know, hands down, by far, you know, James Brown is probably one of the greatest of all time. When you look at it.
James Brown and his band, yeah.
Yeah. The whole, you know.
Yeah.
That, if you want to say somebody's the greatest of all time, say James Brown.
Yeah, James Brown, definitely hip-hop god. He all his records are sampled to death from hip-hop.
Hell yeah, sampled, his dancing, his whole energy, his whole aura was copied through the years.
Funky drummer to this day is one of my favorite beats to rhyme off of.
Stage presence.
Yeah.
Funky drummer.
Like everybody looked at James Brown and took a piece of James Brown to this day. Whether you are a white singer, it don't matter what nationality you are. You listen to James Brown and you watch James Brown, because ain't no one was badder than James Brown when he kneeled down and you put his cape over him and he's like, nah, take that off me. I gotta get it again. Nobody.
See, Mick Jagger, you see how Mick Jagger be trying to move, right? You know who he used to look up to. James Brown.
You could see it. You could see it. You can see it.
Yeah, James Brown music is in everybody's DNA for that matter. Like,
yeah, James
and
Brown,
also stage
Al
presence.
Green. Yo, James Brown and Al Green are the greatest of all time. You know?
Even when Al Green, he did the festival, not too long ago. It was out there in the West Coast. He still had the women's going crazy. So, you know, he always going to have that part of the tree. He still had them going crazy saying, let's stay together.
Man, if
Little Richard, you know, these guys, man, niggas is icons. They got a lot
to
do with
him. James Brown is the man. He's the man.
For sure.
James Brown is the man. So when y'all thinking hip hop and y'all thinking who the greatest, yo, he covered everything. He covered jazz.
Most sampled artists ever, James Brown. I don't know nobody that was more sampled than his beats. His records were sampled more than anything in hip hop.
That's for sure. Him and what's his name? That's a big fact. What's his name? I can't remember his name. I know Kanye be sampling him a lot too.
Otis Redding.
Yeah. Otis Redding. But James Brown. Yeah, James Brown should be top in front of everything.
Yeah.
And you think, you know, you guys think we should put Roger Troutman up there?
As far as sampling, yeah. But, you know, ain't nobody came out and was like, yo, I took something from Roger Troutman. They might have took his sound a little bit, but James Brown, you know, Michael Jackson watched James Brown. You know what I'm saying? Look how big Michael Jackson was.
Yeah, there's no really topping Michael Jackson. There's no topping Mike James Brown when it comes to influencing niggas.
Nah, no way. He's the biggest influence in music culture.
Because Michael Jackson influenced mad niggas, and he got it from James Brown.
Definitely.
And James Brown got it from motherfucking the gods. Word,
yeah, man. But you know what? We gotta take this out, man, and we're gonna end it we talking about authentic. We gotta give Common his flowers, man, for putting out one of the best albums of the year. I don't give a damn what these niggas say. That shit should be up there in the 2022. So we're gonna end it by playing Authentic Cloth. Get it now. Feel free to plug it, brother.
Get that.
Where can they find it?
Yeah, you know. Common5000.bandcamp.com. Go buy that. Support it. You know, it's out there. If you're streaming, go stream it. It's on all streaming platforms. But for my collectors, Common5000.bandcamp.com. Order it today. Order it tomorrow. And buy like 10 copies at a time.
Hip-hop is out there. Real hip-hop is out there. You know, yeah, buy a few copies, give away to your friends. That's what I seen Word. Premier do. When Prodigy H&IC came out, I mean, Premier was walking through Manhattan, and he went to Rock and Soul Records. Went in there, Primo bought like fucking 20 H&ICs, CDs. And started giving them away to the people that recognized us on the way back to the studio and shit. That was gangster.
Yeah, shout out DJ Suave, man.
And he ain't had not one beat on the album. So, shout out to Primo for repping my thug Prodigy when H&IC came out. Bought mad fucking CDs and gave it away to the people in Manhattan as we walked back to headquarters. That was dope.
Beautiful look, man. That's a beautiful look. So, yeah. On that note, we about to be up out of here. In with Authentic Cloth. We're going to probably follow up with The Godfather Part 3, Mob Ties Joint. And we out.
Let's go.
Screwball, rest in peace.
Look at the cars I've been dealt, mountains I done climbed, these grams I measured, these shells I loaded, the crimes I committed, the sentence I was handed, time that was lost and time I'm found, suckers I came across, try to crucify me to the cross, school boy I seen it all, been in situations where my life was on the line, came out godly, but the devil lurking, grand opening, grand closing, close your curtains. Beware the surface, beneath the surface, move like the Secret Service, silver surfing, liquor got a nigga swerving, hustle till the birds chirping, be outside with it, Pyrex cook pies with it, now I'm in the booth, spilling my truth, uncouth, living proof, out the group home, rocking Wally's two-tone.
Somebody just walked over your grave. Started a game we never got to finish. Play for blood, remember?
Yeah. Moving through these wastelands where we chase bands for foul shit, get clapped in your hand. Mob shit only hit the target. Underworld black markets came up out the mud. We dealing with a different perspective. The tech be flexing in any direction. Ain't no half-stepping, pure medicine, dying with a fine specimen. Then I'm spinning the block again, hit the margin, break bread and proceed with caution. Cough covered in horses, wins and losses, trying to sit in Porsches. My flow nauseous, move with caution. Eat or starve my only option, avoid the toxic. Common leave shit, catastrophic, filled with logic. Police target my people in the projects. Gun cops send me orders filled with hollows. Life can be a hard pill to swallow. Living for today, praying for tomorrow. Not one to beg or borrow. If you see me on the streets, you know I got those.
You know how far I came for. I got him trapped. He doesn't know it yet. He has everything to lose.
Gravitational pull, I pull out guns, and I'm pulling out the pussy when I'm ready to come. Super Ellen, an alien trying to take millions. Flow on the billion, lyrics are super villains. Staying on my job, still connected with Mob Ties player, and I'm trying to fuck Drea from Mob Wives. Running ducks down, and I'm running with rough down. My rhymes come with handcuffs, bullets, and bust downs. Trey Paris, he's the sound boy, Darius Taxon. About to get eternal for my revenue. Reservoir like, I'm better than five mics. The only thing missing from my verse is fried rice. This is me, eyes closed and squeezed. Make you break dance, fall into a pose and freeze. I spit crime that the government can't find. So this is music that eliminates all mankind. Ella.
Real niggas at large. Every day that we wake, we defeat the odds. That's why we march so hard. every day that we wake, we defeat the odds.
Mark time.
War scars, been fighting my whole life. Every day that we wake, we defeat the odds.
Front line.
For every time we sacrificed our life. Every day that we wake, we defeat the odds. Midnight vulture, our culture is infamous. I write, paint a picture that pose to exist. Dragon on right fist, rhymes is priceless. And still bang the fifth if it came down to it. There's more to it than music, we live that mob life. Independently major, hugging them blocks tight. Send a kite across the planet where you think you see. Leave you left where you land, that's amazing grace. Cut the chase, nigga rap a taste. Close case, another bitch nigga erase. We the mob. Don't get it twist, form alliance. Supplying this dope that the listeners need. Rare species, we cut from a different breed. QB, my hood, the streets face me. Real niggas at large. Every day that we wake, we defeat the odds. That's why we mob so hard. Every day that we wake, we defeat the odds. War scars been fighting my whole life. Every day that we wake, we defeat the odds. Every time we sacrificed our life. Every day that we wake, we defeat the odds.
Pressure bust pipe, I know this already. Stay solid, nobody care that you in the gym and you brolic. Them hollows hurt, they will put you in the dirt. We don't care what y'all doing, y'all know what we work. That's IM3 and Illichi. We been holding it down, Brooklyn and QB. 41st, I salute to the whole Sumner. I was raised by Louis, that's why I'm a young gunner. Screwball, I'ma rep you to the sun burn out. It's a family thing, the new year we gon' dumb out. What next to expect, we looking for that big ass check. We veterans, we demand our respect. Y'all little whippersnappers, take a seat and take note. The mob, we addictive like sniffing coke. One hit and you hook, most of y'all niggas is shook. Stay tuned for that IM3 book, nigga.
Real niggas at large, every day that we wake, we defeat the odds. That's why we march so hard. Every day that we wake, we defeat the odds. War scars been fighting my whole life. Every day that we wake, we defeat the odds. For every time we sacrificed our life. Every day that we wake, we defeat the odds.